There are times when God does not remove the burden as quickly as we hoped. We pray, we ask, we plead, we believe He is able. Yet the weakness remains, the trial continues, and the answer is not what we expected. Paul knew that kind of experience. In 2 Corinthians 12, Paul spoke of a thorn in the flesh. We are not told exactly what it was, but we know it was painful, humbling, and difficult. Paul did not treat it lightly. He pleaded with the Lord three times that it might leave him. That is important. Paul was not wrong to ask for relief. A Christian can pray honestly about pain, weakness, fear, sickness, grief, or pressure. Faith does not mean pretending the thorn does not hurt. Faith brings the thorn to God. But God did not remove it. Instead, the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." That answer was not less than Paul needed. It was exactly what Paul needed. God did not say, "Your pain does not matter." He did not say, "Try harder." He did not say, "You are on your own." He said, "My grace is sufficient for you." Grace is not only what saves the sinner, grace also sustains the believer. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, not by works, baptism, church membership, or religious effort. Christ alone saves. But after we are saved, we still need grace every day. We need grace to endure, grace to obey, grace to suffer, grace to forgive, grace to keep going when we feel weak. Sometimes we want God to prove His love by removing the trouble, but often He proves His love by giving strength in the trouble. He may not take away the thorn, but He gives enough grace to bear it. That word, sufficient, matters. It means enough, not barely enough, not almost enough, enough for the day, enough for the trial, enough for the weakness, enough for the assignment God has given. God does not always give tomorrow's grace today. He gives grace for the step in front of us. That is why the believer must walk by faith, not by sight. We may not know how we will handle next week, next month, or next year, but we can trust God for today. Paul learned something through weakness that strength alone could never have taught him. He learned that the power of Christ rests upon the weak. He said he would rather boast in his weaknesses, so that the power of Christ might dwell in him. That is not natural thinking. The flesh wants to boast in ability, health, success, knowledge, and control. But God often uses weakness to strip away pride and teach us dependence. Weakness reminds us that we are not the Savior. Christ is. The Christian life was never meant to be lived in self-confidence. It is lived by dependence on the Lord. We need His Word. We need prayer. We need faithful worship with His people. We need the encouragement of the Lord's church. We need daily grace. Your thorn may not look like Paul's. It may be physical pain, anxiety, grief, age, family trouble, financial pressure, loneliness, or a private burden no one else sees. But the promise still stands. My grace is sufficient for you. That does not mean the road will always be easy. It means Christ will be enough on the hard road. It does not mean you will always feel strong. It means His strength is made perfect in your weakness. So do not measure God's love only by what He removes. Measure it by the grace He gives. If He leaves the thorn, He will not leave you. If He allows the weakness, He will supply the strength. If He permits the burden, He will be faithful beneath it. The thorn may humble you, but it cannot separate you from Christ. The weakness may trouble you, but it cannot exhaust His grace. The trial may be heavy, but it is not heavier than the Savior's power. Paul prayed for the thorn to leave. God gave him something better than escape. He gave him sufficient grace. And for the child of God, that is enough.